This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we're going to continue this conversation about getting back to school and being prepared properly with our kids, making sure that they have the tools they need to not only survive but thrive in their new environment. You know, whether they're going to a new school, coming back to the old school, but in a different grade, you know, they're can be stress triggers for kids when it comes to returning to school and coming off of that summer vacation. We want to make sure we stay ahead of these issues with our kids, and we're able to nip things in the bud if we see any kind of worrisome behaviors, any specific changes in what's going on with them. And one of the things that we've been noticing a lot of moms are concerned about, and we wanted to make sure we address this, is bullying. It comes up a lot. We get it all the time. You know, what are the tools that I need to combat bullying at school, on the playground, you know, for every age? You know, we get it, questions from moms of preschoolers all the way up to moms from, you know, high schoolers going into college. It really is something that we're all worried about. So we brought in some experts today to talk to us about preparing for back to school and what bullying is all about and how we can keep our kids not only from being bullied but from becoming bullies themselves. And here today with us is child psychologist Dr. Brian Johnson and physician Dr. Lori Burdahl. Thank you so much for being here.
No, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about, you have a book, it's called Warning Signs, How to Protect Your Kids from Becoming Victims or Perpetrators of Violence and Aggression. Now, what made you decide that this was something that you wanted to tackle?
I think it mostly had to do with raising our own children in a time when we saw increasing aggression and violence in our society and in our world. And we saw our children getting more anxious about things and their friends also. And then we just noticed that, hey, a book hadn't been written yet, really, you know, exclusively about all the different kinds of violence and aggression that affect our children and how parents can really practically recognize warning signs of danger and then intervene, including how to talk to your kids. Even though you may get the eye roll, you still can, you know, present things in ways that kids will be much more likely to listen and want your advice and accept it and basically tell you what's going on in their lives. So you can help teach them to protect themselves too.
You know, I'd like to talk to you about, because this came up in my household the other day. It seems as though the word bully has become a bit overused, a bit over-applied. And I feel as though, you know, you want to make your children aware of bullying and what it is and you know, what is acceptable and what's not. But I feel as though we really do need to define what bullying is so that we're super clear on, you know, the fact that not every little interaction that goes negatively with a child means that it's a bully victim situation. So can we talk about just the definition of bullying and what you guys see as what bullying is versus, you know, just difficult interactions between children?
Sure, sure. So I'll start. So basically, you are absolutely right. There's a lot of misperception. Sometimes parents think, oh, my kid had a fight with some kid at school, so, and that kid started it, so it must have been bullying, you know. Not necessarily. So there's three parts to the definition, basically, of bullying. One is a power imbalance. For bullying to really be occurring, it needs to be someone who's perceived as being more powerful, either socially or physically, targeting a victim and trying to, you know, intentionally trying to harm them or cause distress.
And then the victim, another one is the victim wants the behavior to stop. So they're not joking around, they're not playing around, the victim is in distress by the activity. Is another factor. Bullying can also be both verbal, face-to-face, and it can also be through social media, cyberbullying. And the intent of the bully is to damage friendships and physically harm children or inflict social harm on kids.
And while it's often repeated over time, that used to be kind of part of the definition, there can be one really bad episode of harming a child intentionally that still qualifies as bullying, basically. And so if you have roughhousing between two kids who both are willing participants, or even a fight, you know, that we're both, you know, are not afraid or feeling threatened, and there's no power imbalance, it really isn't bullying. And also, preschoolers, they're really not developmentally able to control their aggression. So that really, you know, bullying is really not a term that should apply to preschoolers. They're just too young to be able to decide intentionally to harm someone in a way that they could otherwise control, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. Thank you for clearing that up. I think that's very important that we understand that definition, because that inequality, I think, is a huge factor that comes into play there. And I don't think that's always pointed out. So let's talk about then, at what ages do, you know, you're saying preschoolers are not quite, you know, they're not quite developmentally there for bullying. At what ages do we see bullying start to become an issue?
I mean, it is an issue in elementary school, but there appears to be peaks in bullying activity when there are changes in the school system. So when kids go from elementary school to middle school, there appears to be a relative peak in bullying. And then when kids go from middle school to high school, there again appears to be a peak. And definitely middle school appears to be one of the key times, at least for physical bullying and more aggressive bullying. Then it often turns into more relational bullying, spreading rumors and gossip as kids get older.
That's interesting. I didn't realize those transitional years were a place where you see the peak.
Hmm. Yeah, and sometimes
changing schools. Why is that?
What's that?
Why is that?
Well, I think part of the reason is that when kids go into a new environment, they have to reestablish a social hierarchy. And so because some kids learn how to use aggression in order to demonstrate dominance, that's how they try to do it. And so when kids are going into a new school system or moving into a new grade, that's frequently how it starts to escalate. And then also, kids who are bullied have some common characteristics as well. I mean, they're often perceived either being physically or socially weaker. They are often perceived as not being as self-confident and having, you know, lower self-esteem than other kids. So typically bullies try to pick on someone who they don't really feel is a threat to them.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and you're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.